T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Time now for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg News reporter Ellen Hewitt. So Ellen, people across the country, we're all being told to keep a safe social distance from each other to prevent the spread of this virus. And that is presenting a challenge for businesses such as WeWork. And for those who aren't familiar, they rent shared office spaces to people. So what is the company saying about its office spaces? Because they had a failed IPO. They've been going through some hard times.
They have definitely been going through some hard times, and as we look at it, coronavirus is probably going to be the next hard chapter for WeWork, as it will be for many businesses. They have currently been keeping their offices open, which even in states such as California and areas in New York where people are largely being told to shelter in place, that has actually caused a lot of blowback for WeWork from their members, their customers, people who are saying, hey, we're a small business, you know, we pay $5,000 a month to rent space from you. The government is telling us to stay home. We can't use this service, and yet you're still charging us for it. So they've actually started facing criticism from some of their customers who are saying it's irresponsible for you to stay open. They, on the other hand, have been saying it's important that we keep our offices open because some of our customers are people who run essential services, maybe like government offices or people who run companies that sell cleaning supplies or grocers, food providers.
Right.
So that's sort of the argument that's been going back and forth. But nevertheless, when you look at the idea of co-working, which is, you know, trying to like bring energy back into the workplace for freelancers and small businesses by having you all work close to each other, this is an image that in 6 months may not seem so appealing as it did 6 years ago.
No. Now, do a lot of these businesses rent on a month-to-month basis, or do they sign a lease? And what will happen if they've already paid to rent out some office space?
Yeah, that's probably the most important question about the future of WeWork's business. They said last year when they were preparing for their IPO that 28% of their customers were on month-to-month leases. So already you have more than a quarter who are likely to, I imagine, not renew if they don't expect to use their office space for the next few months. And then you also have people who, you know, were encouraged to sign longer leases, maybe at a small discount. And you have to imagine there's going to be a fair number of customers who say, look, we just can't pay. Already across the country, you're seeing different government areas and lawmakers say, you know, we're putting a moratorium on commercial rent evictions. I think you're going to see a complicated web of places across the country where, like, commercial rent kind of stops being paid for a few months, and that's going to have huge ripple effects for the economy, and especially for companies like WeWork who are expecting to collect that rent.
Well, I wonder if this is going to put a nail in their business plan, just because it feels like, talking with people around the country, that a lot more companies are finding out that, you know, maybe we can have more and more of our employees work off-site. Maybe we don't need the real estate that we used to have. We can condense into a smaller space.
Yeah, when I was working on this piece, I interviewed some people who run other co-working and flex space offices, and one of them said, you know, workplaces are never going to be the same again. People are going to think differently about open office plan, about working remotely, all these things that we're seeing people experiment with. You know, I think, you know, in a near or far future where we're in general going back to work and spending time around other people, I could imagine a lot of companies wanting to get back into having an office space. Like many of you, I'm sure, have experienced working from home can sometimes work and sometimes is less productive than being in an office. That being said, I think you're totally right. There are going to be changes in how people think about work and how and where it takes place.
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.